And welcome back. The local music scene is alive and well. For more, here's producer Alex Hoyer.
Jess Luther, along with some of her friends, operate IWentToAShow.com, a local music blog that features previews, reviews, interviews, photos, and more. She also happens to work in the administration and business department here at St. Louis Public Radio. Jess, welcome back to St. Louis on the Air.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
I know we want to hear a lot of music over the course of the next few minutes, so let's get right to it. Who are we going to listen to first?
Okay, well, right now we're going to hear Worth It, a 2017 track from R&B artist Paige Alyssa.
That's Worth It by Paige Alyssa. Jess, what can you tell me about Paige Alyssa?
Well, I was actually just introduced to Paige's music this year. She is a young, mid-20s, emerging R&B, soul, and pop singer, songwriter, and producer. So she
That's a lot of hats.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So she's very impressive in that she's someone who's actively charting her own career path here in St. Louis and is actively creating. And the track we just heard was from the 2017 release of an EP called Worth It. In addition to the single version that we just heard, she also features an a cappella track, a remix track, and another version of the same song. So she really is exploring her genre, and it's been a lot of fun to watch her these few times this year so far.
I want to get to another song, and this is one of two premieres that we're going to have during our time together. That's pretty exciting that these local artists would allow us to premiere some of their music. And so the first one is by a group called Essential Knots, and this song is called Wait.
Bye.
That's the song Wait by the group Essential Knots, a premiere of Wait on this program. Jess, it's pretty exciting. What can you tell me about Essential Knots?
Yeah, I'm excited that we got to be the first ones to hear this song along with our listeners. Yeah. So Essential Knots is a relatively new act in town, but it's led by Seth Porter, who many local music fans might remember from the very popular indie pop band called The Blind Eyes. And it also features Kevin Bachman, Samuel Gregg, and Mike Shirk, who are all scene veterans. Mm-hmm. And I want to share just a bit of the band's biography from mm-hmm. Facebook because I find it to be very apt. It says, "Veterans of too many bands to mention, here for another bite of the apple." And I think it's a little tongue-in-cheek, and that's kind of how these guys approach playing together, and they have a lot of fun on stage. Their record is still in progress, which is why I was excited to hear this track.
The comment about being in, quote, too many bands, I find that interesting because if I were to draw a chart and try to map all of the local musicians that perform with other local musicians, it would be such an intricate spider web drawing. And that's really true of, I guess, most local music scenes, but that a lot of musicians are playing with a lot of other musicians.
Right, and I think that that's definitely a positive thing. Even within the music and bands that we're going to discuss today, there is definitely a web of collaboration and influence. And I think that especially in the last few years, musicians in St. Louis have found that they can achieve more when they work together and bounce ideas off one another. And one musician might record his friend's band, and that musician might play in the person that's recording's band. It's a tangled web, but it's a web that I think makes our scene stronger.
And given what I know, it really allows musicians to be creative, and maybe they're performing with another band or another musician that's not quite like what they perform regularly, but they get to be creative.
Absolutely. So just for example, Kevin Bachman, who's a part of Essential Knots, leads his own band called Summer Magic. They also have a new record coming out next year. But yeah, it's being in each other's bands provides the opportunity for, say, a front person to step back and experiment with guitar work, or gives a chance for individuals to push creative limits to help each other. It's great.
So let's get to the second of the premieres that we're doing. What can you tell me about Natalie Huggins?
Well, we're going to hear a song called Little Black Heart from Natalie. And this is going to come off of her debut album that is set to release also in 2018, probably mid-year. Natalie is what I describe as a quadruple threat, meaning that she's a songwriter, she's a multi-instrumentalist, she's a vocalist, and she's a music teacher. So her contributions to the St. Louis music scene are far and wide, and I'm excited that we're going to hear for the first time a full-length debut from her coming out next year.
And this is Little Black Heart.
I'm staying.
You heard it here first. That's Little Black Heart, the premiere of it by Natalie Huggins. I'm here in the studio with Jess Luther, who, along with some friends, runs iwenttoashow.com, a local music blog that does a lot of things. One of the things that I'm really impressed about that song we just heard is the quality of the sound.
Yeah, so what you're hearing is work from Kevin Bachman, who we just mentioned. He's producing Natalie's album, but he's doing so at Native Sound Studios, which is a great recording space on Cherokee Street. So they have been putting out excellent local and national records for several years now.
So as we wrap this up, I want to talk about two upcoming events. The first is a tribute concert, and it's a tribute of?
Dolly Parton.
I love Dolly Parton.
Me too. We were actually just talking about classic country, weren't we?
We were off the air. We were talking about classic country and the alt country scene and its many roots here in St. Louis.
Right, right. So A Coat of Many Colors, a tribute to the music of Dolly Parton, is happening Friday, December 1st at Off-Broadway in South City. And it's going to feature many different awesome local bands, but it's going to be coordinated by Jenny Rokas, who puts out music under her own name. She also plays in a band called Desire Lines. She also plays in another band called Tortuga. So Jenny's voice is absolutely incredible and has that classic country sound that's modernized and that just satisfies that itch for me. Yeah.
And the song that we're about to listen to is called Hawks. Mm-hmm. And I had to send you a message yesterday mm-hmm. when I was preparing for this. I was like, that's not a Dolly Parton song, is it? And you said, no. But I could imagine that it could be.
Absolutely. And that's why I chose it. I think Jenny epitomizes that classic country, like I said, with a modern sound. And so I love this track.
But they feel like fighting. The troubles of this modern world are too much for our kindness. So we packed our things and moved away somewhere out west. Greener grass is always best. Oh, they say this journey has been long and tough.
That's Hawks by Jenny Rokas, and Rokas will be part of a tribute concert on December 1st called Coat of Many Colors, a tribute to Dolly Parton. And last but not least, Jess, I want to get to an event that your website, iwenttoashow.com, is putting on.
Yes, yeah, so on this Saturday, actually, the 11th of November, also at Off-Broadway, we are hosting a show featuring Pretty Little Empire with Town Cars and Desire Lines. Pretty Little Empire is an awesome indie rock band that was one of our first favorites when we started the blog back in 2010. So these guys don't play out very often. They play deliberately, they play loud, they play passionately, and every concert with them is a blast. So that's on this Saturday night, and it's just going to be a great night of local music.
That's producer Alex Hoyer talking with Jess Luther. Luther works in administration here at St. Louis Public Radio, and she runs the I Went to a Show music website.